Become an expert on what an amazing experience with a contractor looks like. Become so good at this, you want them going, wow, your company is head and shoulders above all else. You've redefined what it means to take care of people.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
You clicked on this because of the title, didn't you? I mean, who doesn't want to grow their business faster? Hey, let's step inside real quick, because it's all about being fast today. And I'm going to share with you a few ways that you can grow your contracting business faster right now. All right, here we go. Who doesn't want to grow their business faster? First thing that I'm going to encourage you to do is to stop looking for new customers. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't ever add a new customer. But bear with me here. Listen, most contractors are obsessed with finding new customers, and in the process, they neglect the people they already have, the customers that they already have. And if you're indifferent towards the people that you already have, you're going to make this whole growing your business thing way harder than it needs to be. All right, we spend countless hours, countless bags of money every year trying to convert new business. Yet the reality is that costs money, all right? There's software companies, there's marketing firms, there's business coaches and consultants and all this that are cashing in big time on this desire we all have to get new blood into the company. Yet if you want to grow your business faster, focus on your current customers. These people already know you, they already like you, they already trust you, and check this out, they've already given you a check or a credit card at some point in time, which means they're about 80% or so more likely to give you money again because they've already gone through the vetting process. And if they had a good experience with you, like most people, they don't want to shop around and look for other customers. So let me show you a quick example on the board. I even have the math worked out here. All right, so I got two columns here. All right, move this so I can read it over here. The left column, if you sell $30,000 worth of your stuff. Now these dollar amounts don't matter, all right? So just bear with me, I wanna show you something here. You got $30,000 worth of stuff, you got 60 customers, and the average sale is 500 bucks. Just call it a $500 average sale. Okay, that's $30,000. On the other side here, if you can learn to sell better, sell at higher rates, and do some of the things we teach here on Contractor Fight TV, and you're able to take those same 60 customers, and instead of $500 average ticket size, you're able to bump it to $575. All right, so $575 average. That brings in $34,500. You are up $4,500. Now, some of you might be going, hey, that's not that big of a deal, Tom. But here's the deal, the dealio. What's $4,500 divided by 500? Nine. It would take you nine new customers to do the same $4,500 in additional sales. One of the things that so many contractors overlook is what does it cost you to acquire a new customer? You know, you're paying for marketing, you have your time, all those things. And I've seen it where, whether it's my own business, people that we work with, it could cost you $2,000 to acquire a new customer, depending on what your trade is and how many leads that you have coming in and things like that. So guys, the math doesn't lie. All right, and you plug in your own dollar amounts here and you'll see, wow, if I just give my current customers some love, I don't have to go out and find a bunch of new customers. Now, we still want to add new customers. However, don't neglect those that are already your customers.
Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want, all right? And we're check to check, and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. thecontractorfight.com/100K.
Last thing I'm going to talk about here today, how to grow your business fast, is provide a better experience for people. Become an expert on what an amazing experience with a contractor looks like. Become so good at this that every contractor from now until the end of time that your customers ever work with, they're comparing them to you going, wow, I don't care what the trade is, right? If you're a handyman, if you're a painter, you're a hardwood flooring guy, and they're working with a plumber or any other trade, you want them going, wow, this company, your company, is head and shoulders above all else. You've redefined what it means to take care of people. See, your existing customers, they want to work with you. They want to spend more money with you, believe it or not. And the one condition to this is you have to continue to add value to them and their life and help them with their problems. And if you remain relevant to them, then your sales are going to increase without having to add more customers like we just looked at on the example behind me. So what are a couple ways here that you can make it a great experience? I did a video a number of years ago where I talked about you got to mind the gap, okay? So here's today, you sell a job today, there we go. I sold the job today and I'm doing the job way over here a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, doesn't matter. This is what I call the gap, okay? Let's go purple. This is the gap. The gap is the time in between. What are you doing in the time in between you sell the job and go do the job? Truth be told, most of us sell the job, get the deposit, tell them, yeah, we're going to come such and such day, week of, whatever. And then we go dark. We go radio silent. We have no communication with them whatsoever. Well, in this period of time, in the gap, there's a lot of things happening. Maybe the contractor they called finally followed up with them. The guy that, you know, they called before they called you, and then he finally calls them back, and they haven't heard from you. Now they start going, huh? So they entertain a conversation with him. Or buyer's remorse kicks in, because if you're watching this channel, you're learning how to sell your jobs at higher rates, 15% higher in this case. And the customer's like, I gave these guys a deposit check, haven't heard from them. And they start second guessing their decision to work with you. And I've gotten these calls in the past, I'm sure many of you have as well, like, you know, hey, we didn't hear from you, so we went ahead and did the job. I did that once where I called the customer, it was many years ago, and I said, hey, we're ready to come out in, you know, a couple days or whatever it is and do your job. And they're like, oh man, we didn't hear from you. So we just thought you weren't interested in the job anymore. So we went ahead and hired somebody else. And it was a simple job, painting a couple bedrooms or whatever, not a big job. But in their mind, you were gone. So use this gap, use this time to communicate. Send them links to things on your website. We've talked here on this channel 1,000 times about content and how you could use it in the sales process, and as well as providing a better customer experience for people. Like, here's an article or a video that we did on how to get your home ready to have your hardwood floors done. A behind the scenes of what's happening in the office. Hey, this is so-and-so, and they handle all the scheduling, and you probably got a call from them by now, but we just wanted to introduce you. You know, show them links to, things on their website that introduce your team, maybe who their foreman on the job is gonna be, on and on and on. Hopefully you guys get the point. So guys, what will you do this week based upon what I talked about now to grow your business? Take some action with your existing client database, provide a better experience, and I promise you that you are absolutely gonna knock it out of the park when it comes to growing your business. It's not always about more customers, it's about a great experience. And when you provide a great experience, they're more willing to spend more money with you as well, and your average job goes up. And all this is like a cool little ecosystem that's all connected. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me here today. Before I go, I want to remind you, every month we do a live 2-hour training with hundreds of contractors all around the world. It's called Contractor Fight Night. If you've never been on one, I highly suggest that you jump on one of our Contractor Fight Night trainings. We always deliver something that will help you grow your business, help you be more profitable, grow your team, be a better leader, and on and on and on. Understand your numbers. We can go on and on of all the topics that we cover throughout the year on our monthly Contractor Fight Night trainings. So go ahead and hit the link in the description. It's contractorfightnight.com. Go ahead and click there, sign up, and we'll see you next time on Contractor Fight TV.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of the Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.